rebirthing of your spiritual awareness through the sacred rite of passage known as premenopause and menopause, feminine wisdom. In the heart of an ancient forest, where the whispers of leaves carried secrets of the ages, lived a wise, beautiful woman. Her name was Seraphina. Her hair, once the color of raven's wings, now shimmered with silver strands, a testament to the many moons she had witnessed, she had lived. Seraphina was a keeper of the old ways, a guardian of the sacred rites of passage that marked the transformation of a woman's life. Perimenopause had arrived for Seraphina, like the turning of the tides, a gentle yet insistent shift in the rhythms of her body and her soul. She recognized the signs, the subtle changes in her cycle, the fleeting hot flashes that danced across her skin, the kundalini energy that waved through her being, the whispers of fatigue that beckoned her to rest. These were not ailments to be feared, oh no, but rather messages from her wise inner being, her divinity, calling for a sacred pause, a time of renewal and rebirth. Seraphina knew that perimenopause and menopause were not simply the end of fertility, no, no, but rather a profound initiation, a shedding of the old to make way for the new. It was time to honor the death of what once was, and to step into the full power of what is. The wise woman who held the wisdom of the ages in her heart. As the moon waxed and waned over the years, Seraphina embarked on a sacred journey of self-discovery. She found solace in the heart of nature, communing with the ancient trees, the whispering wind, and the ever-flowing river. All spoke to her as she listened to the wisdom of her ancestors, whose voices echoed through the ages, guiding her steps. They echoed through her feelings, her emotions, her thoughts. They were all within her. Seraphina delved into the depths of her soul, like the wild woman she is, exploring the shadows that had long been forgotten and hidden, now resurfacing. She embraced the wounds that needed healing, and she surrendered to the ebb and flow of her flow, her emotions, as she recognized them as messengers from the spirit world of her being, guiding her towards wholeness. Through meditation, dream work, and ritual, Seraphina discovered a hidden wellspring of creativity within herself, more vibrant, more potent than she's ever experienced. She painted, she danced, and she wrote, expressing the deep wisdom that flowed through her veins effortlessly. She awakened her new voice, a voice that had been dormant, awaiting for this very moment of its joyous expression to empower other women on their journeys of transformation, as she is the keeper of transformation. She intuitively knew how to transmute and to transform from within. As Seraphina moved through the liminal spaces of menopause, she experienced a profound shift in her consciousness. The ego, with all its fears and doubts and worries, dissolved, making way for a deeper connection to the divine feminine in its fullest form. She discovered a newfound sense of compassion, not only for herself, but for all living beings. Serafina's spiritual gifts blossomed. She could sense the subtle energies of the natural world. She could communicate with the animals, and she could interpret the many messages of the winds and the stars of all nature. And as the spiritual healer that she was, she used her wisdom and intuition to guide others into their own paths of healing, restoration, rejuvenation, and regeneration. One evening, as the full moon illuminated the forest, Serafina gathered with a circle of women, and oh, how they danced around a sacred fire, their voices rising in a chorus of power and love. Serafina shared her wisdom. She offered guidance and supported those who were navigating the sacred passage of spirit renewal. Together, they celebrated the death of the ego, the rebirth of spirit, and the awakening of the wise, wise woman within. As they honored the cycles of life and death and renewal, recognizing that menopause was just not an ending, but rather a new beginning, a time to step into their full power and purpose. In the nearby valley, those voices were heard through the innocence of the young girl approaching her womanhood. She heard them as whispers as she stood in her own garden, giving thanks and praises to life under the full moon, just like they. She too danced under the brilliance of this beautiful silvery moon. She danced to the beat of the wise women drumming. She danced to the music of their voices. Her name is Sophia, the keeper of the sacred womb. Another journey has just begun.